Everybody turn with me to page number 106.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died upon Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was love divine to me. There my burden sold my liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I learned. Bid and tremble at the law I spurned. Till my guilty soul and glory turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was love to die to me. There my burden sold my liberty at Calvary. Now I've given to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my King. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden sold my liberty at Calvary.
Page number 175. Boy, this is a good one to get your heart pumping. This will get you ready for Sam's message this morning. Page 175.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Reaches me. Wonderful grace, 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 gr
That is a good one to get me started, but there's so many parts going on there, I can't keep up. But it's good. Good singing. Good morning to be here. A little bit of rain last night. I don't see the sun peeking through out there, but one of these days we're going to get to see it more than just 30 minutes, and look forward to that. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. It's always sunny in here. We had a good class this morning. And I know y'all did as well. If you missed Sunday school, you missed a blessing. I encourage you to come. We have a lot of folk out this morning. Been some deaths and families and stuff. And we had Brother Jeff's mom's funeral yesterday. And Brother Jerry Standridge's brother-in-law, his visitation's this afternoon. The funeral's tomorrow. And I know that there's several on their way up there to the visitation now, and some of us are going after church, so it'll be a fast trip, so y'all pray for us on our journey. We'll be back tonight, Lord willing, nothing happens, so encourage you to come back to our Bible study tonight. We're in the 14th chapter of Revelation. It's been a good study. Welcome to our visitors. We're glad you're here. Just invite you to join in with us as we worship God and sing praises to His name and read from the Scripture. Have a thank you card. Your kindness made a difference. And your thoughtfulness touched my heart. Thank you. I don't think that there is a better church family that I could not have found without the help of our Lord Jesus Christ. With a thankful heart, love, Mike. Mike Heron. So we appreciate Mike. We miss him not being here this morning. And don't have a lot of announcements this morning. It's kind of in the donut hole, I guess, of a lot of activities. There'll be, don't worry though, don't fret too much. There'll be a lot of stuff coming up before long. This morning is our youth fund offering. So the second time the pledge is passed will be for our youth fund. And that takes care of feeding the kids on Wednesday night. And just there's a lot of stuff that the youth fund does. And there's some other things that are kind of in the pipeline that are, you know, we're kind of wanting to do with the youth, so keep that in mind as well. Next Sunday will be our building fund offering. The building fund takes care of remodels, maintenance, stuff like that. We've got some stuff coming up that we are going to be talking about also next Sunday night in our business meeting about some projects here at the church, so keep that in mind as well. Nursery attendants this morning are Cindy and Jerry. Next Sunday will be Sam and Donna Johnson. Are there any other announcements?
Page number 168.
Once like a bird in prison I dwell, no freedom from my sorrow I feel. God, He set me free.
Good morning, everybody. Well, I tell you what, it's hard to get everything straight without the help of Eddie Joe. He has not given me any insight this morning whatsoever. I picked out my first song for the choir special, and we're just about to get up here to do it. And my little wife says, "You can't do that one." I said, "I can't." She said, "No." I said, "I am the music director." I guess I can't. See, I put up with this all the time at home. And at home, I have to mind. But anyway, I had to mind here this morning, too, because she said, "No," said, "you just did that song on January the 5th of this year." So you see how quickly things leave my memory. Good to see everybody out this morning. I love to look out there and see all these smiling faces. It's just good to be in the house of the Lord here at Oak Hill Missionary Baptist Church. I don't know where anybody else would want to be than right here. We have a good time in the Lord. We're about to hear a good message this morning. Did you come expecting to get a blessing this morning? If you didn't come expecting to get a blessing this morning, I can promise you, you're not going to get one. Because all the things that go on don't provide you with the blessing. That's up to the Lord and the way you have prepared your heart to come into this service this morning. So I pray that you have prayed ahead and got your heart prepared to have a blessing. Because I know Brother Sam has got a good message for us this morning. Choir's going to sing for you this morning an old song. Been around for a long time. Copyright in 1948. It's called "What a Savior."
Save her, thy loving Savior.
Good morning. So, as we start, let's stand and we'll recite the Lord's Prayer, and then we'll get on into the sermon. If you would, repeat with me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated. I always want to remind you, before we start, the theme for the year, no matter how much I read and learn, if I don't apply it, it's useless. So keep that thought in mind. So we learn about prayer, we learn about other things. If we don't apply them to our life, to our walk, they're useless to us and other people. All right, last week we talked about our Father which art in heaven. We discussed at length His power and that He's sitting on a throne in heaven, not just floating around in on the clouds. God Almighty is sitting on a mighty throne. It's a place of power. So when we pray to this God in heaven, we pray to the one who has the power. It's a place of absolute power. And so when you go to God in prayer, go knowing that He is able to answer your prayers. I think also we should add to that that we go to a place where we talk to God who wants to answer our prayers and wants the best for us. So when we go to the Lord in prayer, pray in power. 2 weeks ago, we talked about prayer being a time for you and God. We read the scripture where it talked about not to be like the Pharisees that stood on the corner and prayed these eloquent speeches prepared in advance so that men might say how good a prayer they gave, but prayer was actually a time of communication between you and God. It's a time for you to get off by yourself, or a quiet time, and to focus on taking your petitions or your desires, and also praising God for what He's done in your life. It's a private time. It's a special time. It's a wonderful time. 3 weeks ago, as we started this series, I quoted, or at least partially quoted, Dr. David Jeremiah, as he wrote in his book, Prayer, The Great Adventure, when he said this, that the scribes of the Old Testament discarded their pens when they wrote the name of God, Yahweh, because it was disqualified to write anything else since it had written God's name. Today we go back to that statement for a bit. When we repeat the Lord's Prayer and get down to hallowed be thy name, I think we need to spend some time and understand what this is talking about. Hallowed be thy name. In 1 Peter 1 and 3, when Peter is speaking to born-again believers, he wrote this, verse 13, 1 Peter 1 and 13, it says, wherefore, gird up your loins of your mind, up the loins of your mind. I want to say just something about that a little bit before I move on. Back in the day when they wore these long flowing robes, when they got ready to do battle, they did something. Before they marched in and fought, they brought up those long robes and they tied them around their waist so that they wouldn't hinder their feet as they went to battle. It was a preparation to do battle. So when Peter's telling us this, he's telling us to prepare our minds to do battle. Because I want you to know that when we go to the Lord in prayer, Satan will do everything that he can to distract us. He'll do everything that he can to battle you talking to God. So as we read this, think about this. We're preparing to do battle against Satan whenever we go to the Lord in prayer. Wherefore, gird up your loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves, accounting to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. If you go back to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 1, it's that where it's going back to. It says, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Now, Israel was the chosen of God, and they were chosen to carry the message of Jesus Christ and the greatness of God and his forgiveness to the world. They rejected the messenger Jesus Christ, and they hung him on the cross. I want you to know something this morning. This scripture that we've just read applies to us because we are the chosen now. We're the ones that have the message. We are the ones that tell the world the message of you must be born again. We tell the world that Jesus said all that call on his name shall be saved. We're the chosen one of God now. When they rejected Jesus Christ, he grafted us in, and now we're the chosen. Jesus told us in Matthew 28:16, the Great Commission. I'll just read over it quickly. When the 11 disciples, so we're talking to the church here, went away into Galilee, into the mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Remember, this is after the death, burial, and the resurrection. This is right before Jesus Christ ascends up to the throne. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, I love this scripture. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Listen to me, chosen friend, church member, born again believer. We are the hope that this world has. But we don't go out on our own. We go out under the power of Jesus Christ. And God himself gave Jesus the power to grant our petitions and to save the lost. We should act like that. We should act like we're the chosen. We should be holy because God is holy. I've preached several sermons, more than one in the last year, about being holy. I think that born-again believers, those of us who are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, should be reminded, and it should be a constant thought process in our mind that we should be holy because God is holy, and God, a part of God, the Holy Spirit of God, dwells in us. You are the vessel that carries around a part of God in this earth. So be holy. If you're a born-again believer, act like it. Act like it. Be holy. Now, I'm not going to re-preach those sermons this morning, but I think it's necessary to revisit some of the thoughts as we explore the Lord's Prayer. I just want to say this before I move on. If you are a born-again believer, you should act like a born-again believer. The Bible tells us to be in the world, but not of the world. Okay? You are the only Bible that many people will ever read. So if we don't conduct ourselves in a holy manner, if we're not holy, then we're sending the wrong message. We're focused on pleasing God. I want you to remember also, as we talk about holy and hallowed, that anything that gets between you and God is an idol. I think sometimes that we have a tendency to forget this because we all have our struggles with idols. Okay, an idol can be yourself. Well, how can I be an idol to myself, preacher? Well, if you put yourself above anything or anybody or before God in all your actions, you become your own idol. It could be your spouse. It could be your hobby. It could be your church. It could be your friends. Your car. The list is as long as you want to go on, because it includes really anything that gets between you and God. Anything becomes your idol. So don't let anything get between you and God. Because our desire should be to be as close to God as possible. What is your idol? If you want to be holy, I think you have to identify that and deal with it. You can't be holy with an idol in your life. Leviticus says, "Ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." It don't say be holy if you want to. It says ye shall. And that's a command. And it is also an action to be taken. Let me just say that God demands that we born-again believers are to be holy. All right, preacher, you've beat on that long enough. But I don't think we can fully understand what we're talking about when we say, "Hallowed be thy name," unless we truly understand what it means to be holy. And that's to put God first and his desires in our life first. Holy means being more than just born again. All born again. I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. That's the most important decision you will ever make in your life. But being holy is more than just that. That's just the first step. He expects more from us, believer, than he does the lost world. Are we a holy people? Well, I hope we are, but I want to ask you this question. I think it was already brought up once, but I'm going to say it again. Did you prepare this morning to worship God before you got here? Did you pray before coming for the ones that are going to be here receiving this message? Or the ones that might hear it over the internet, over YouTube, or ever how they see it? Just this morning, did you pray? Or did you pray every day, preparing your hearts to be here? Did you leave your troubles at the door when you came in? Are you focused on serving God as we sit here in his house this morning? Is your heart ready to receive the message of the blessings that God wants you to get? All right. Hallowed be thy name. Exodus 20 and 7 again says, "Thou shalt not..." This is one of the Ten Commandments, if you will. "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." I'm afraid that we're all guilty of this. Oh, but preacher, I don't say that GD word ever. Good for you. And you shouldn't. And that's a great place to start. But what you say when something happens, "Oh Lordy," or "Lordy, Lordy," or "Oh my gosh," or even "Oh my God." Do you realize that that's what this is talking about? Because the name of the Lord is so holy that we should never utter it except to give him the praise he so richly deserves. Hallowed, hallowed be thy name. I think sometimes it's really hard for us to understand just how holy God is. He's so holy that his name should be only spoken of in a hallowed sense. God has never done anything wrong. We can't claim that. We can't even claim anything close to that. Because the righteousness that we have only comes from God. It's that gift of Jesus Christ, that shed blood that makes us holy in our desire to serve. When we make these little savings that we are so guilty of sometimes, I think that we are conditioned in our mind to think there's nothing really wrong with it. But I just want you to think of it whenever you go about your daily life, that you really are diminishing the holiness of God's name when you use these little phrases like that. I'm guilty. I have to work on it. Hallowed. Hallowed be thy name. Speaking about God in any context should bring our minds and our hearts immediately to a place that puts us on our knees in worship to God. When we think of God's name, when we think of God, we should immediately go to the place of worship. In our study in Revelation, we are shown the praise of God round about the throne. I think of it often. I think of the beast or the living beings, if you will, that fly around the throne of God, and the 24 elders that are seated around the throne of God. And these beasts, they do one thing 24/7. They worship God. And when they sing worship to God, these 24 elders, they fall on their face and they prostrate themselves before the throne of God because God is holy. And he deserves our praise. Without him, we have nothing but eternal damnation in a devil's hell. Without God, we truly are nothing. We owe him everything. We owe him everything. And everything that you are, and everything that you will be, you owe to God because of his grace. We owe him our undying gratitude. We owe him our undying praise. We owe him our undying worship. Because he's holy. Because he's God. And because he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on that cross for us. Like the scribes of old, we should recognize God for who he really is. If you remember Moses, whenever he saw the burning bush and he went up there to see this bush that burned but wasn't consumed, and the voice that came forth told him to take off your shoes because you're on holy ground. Let me tell you something, friend. This church here this morning is holy ground. This is God's house. Let us never forget it. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. This is the directions of the attitude that we should have when we come before the throne of grace. One of respect, one of praise, one that recognizes that God is the one that deserves the glory. When we talk about God or Jesus, people should be able to tell that this is the most holy thing that we come to the world with. We should show them the reverence that they so richly deserve. Satan has been hard at work numbing people using the Lord's name in vain. Can't help but think of movies and television shows that will allow the GD word, but while bleeping some other cuss words that are actually less offensive to me than that. But the world, because of Satan's influence, seem to think it's okay. But we still watch them, don't we? If we're not careful, we buy them. We buy the DVDs. We go to the movies. Let me tell you something, friend. If people would quit buying them, if people would quit going to see them, they'd quit putting them in there. Because money talks. Think about that. Whenever you give them your money. Hollywood only listens to the almighty dollar. And that's the only thing they'll listen to. Listen, I know this stuff is hard, but God's name is to be hallowed, holy, reverenced. We born-again believers owe him more than we can ever pay. And yet we fall so short in so many ways. remember what he's done for you. Remember that anything that gets between you and God is an idol. God hates idol worship. God demands. He will accept nothing else but our very best. So how are we doing? How reverently do we hold the name of God? When we go to him in prayer, hallowed be thy name. Do we really mean it? Do we practice it every day? I dare say that all of us, myself included, can do some work in this area. Because God deserves the very best that Sam Ault can give him. And I fall far short way too many times. But with your help and with the help of God, I'll do better. You see, God knows we can't be perfect. Because only Jesus Christ could do that. But he also knows that we can do better today than we did yesterday. And when we do that, we give him the honor and the glory that he so richly deserves. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. This morning, I want you to ask yourself this. Am I a little lax in the way that I treat God's name? Am I a little lax in the way that I prepare to come to church to worship? And I dare say that we can always do better. It seems like invariably something will get in the way on the way to church to distract us. One morning, Cindy scratched me with her fingernail. I told her that I was going to tell y'all she'd beat me up on the way. You see, Satan always will give us something to focus on, right? I'm not going to tell you she didn't do it on purpose, but she did. God, he'll put somebody in front of you and make you want to honk your horn at them or something to keep us from being in that right spirit. Hallowed be thy name. When we come through those doors, are we prepared to give God the praise? I'll ask you to stand with me if our song leaders will come for. Bow with me for a word of prayer, please. Our Father, as we come to you, Lord, today, our prayer is that our hearts would be right with you. Lord, if there's anything in our heart that needs to be removed, Lord, help us to work on that and to get where we can truly mean hallowed be thy name. And Lord, I pray that you would help me in my daily walk and as I go through this life that I would give you the reverence that you so richly deserve and treat you in such a way, Lord, because you are so holy. Lord, if there's any here amongst us today that has a burden on their heart, Lord, I pray that you would just convict them, that they would come and to the altar here and just give it to you to get rid of it. Lord, if there's any lost here amongst us this morning, I pray that you would convict their soul of the need of salvation, because that's truly where we have to start. Without the shed blood of Jesus, we're nothing. Lord, I thank you in advance for your answered prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Page 293.
Jesus, more about Jesus.
thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for me and each and every one of us that are here. And Lord, we pray that you'll be with those that are in need. Lord, I love this prayer series. It's really helping me. I hope you're getting something from it as well.